there's so many people that come through Alessia Carr that it's nice to have one person to talk to now, because we have these bands coming through of five people, you know?
It's true. It's good to have. Well,
how you feel? I haven't seen you in 6 months.
In a while, yeah. The last time I saw you, you threw a ball at me.
Why were you throwing things at this poor girl?
I'm going to throw a foam tomahawk at you now.
Thank you. That's the last time I met you. You were like, yeah. Ball. I'm like, catch. But it was good. It helped with my reflexes.
Your reflexes have gotten better. And
yes, they have.
It seems like you're just trucking along right now with everything.
Yeah, you know what? It's been crazy. I'm really trying to not freak out about it because it's crazy, but I'm doing well, I think.
I think you are. And how many times have you said, hey, Alessia, you're here? Have you heard that?
Oh, my God. Oh. Alessia Carr is here with us. And it's like, hi.
Oh, it's so old. I think you're playing Terminal West in Atlanta. Coming up,
so, yes.
Which I can't wait. That's a great venue, by the way.
Really, I've never been. So.
Oh, you're gonna like it.
Really,
it's a really cool club atmosphere, but it's bigger than a club, but it's really cool.
Sick.
You're gonna like it.
But you said there's so much stuff going on, and you're a little bit overwhelmed. How do you stay in the moment?
Oh, it's kind of hard. I'm not gonna lie, but I think my parents, the biggest advice my parents always give me is just to stay in the moment and to not think about it. So if I ever start to be like, oh, next week I have this or do this, they're just like, chill, focus on what you have to do today, and then worry about tomorrow and then the next day, and it helps. It helps a lot more.
Are you gonna be at the awards tomorrow?
Yes, I'm gonna be performing on the red carpet, and then I'm gonna just chill in the seat. Yeah, and then just be in the seats, like just probably really excited over whoever's performing, drooling over whoever's performing.
I bet.
Which one of the performances are you most looking forward to?
I'm excited for Bieber's performance, and who else is performing? I know there's
One Direction.
Demi Lovato, Gwen Stefani. Amazing.
Gwen, oh yeah, Gwen, I heard, oh, Gwen.
And Demi's with Alanis Morissette, too.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Demi and Alanis, that's going to be sick. Okay, I'm excited for that. That's my top one, I think.
What have you learned the last 6 months about yourself in the music industry?
I mean,
being famous, because that's what you are now.
I can't even say that because it's hard to even believe. I don't know if that's true, but thank you.
Well, Alessia, you have a song that's being played a ton of times across the world right now. It really is.
It's crazy.
So that's why I say that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I think what did I learn about myself? I just really learned that, you know, I'm not as shy as I thought I was, I think. I used to always think, like, oh, I'm so quiet and I'm going to be so uncomfortable performing and stuff. And I do it all right. You know, I'm actually, once I get up there, I'm okay. And I'm not as shy as I thought I was. And I'm just coming out of my shell, I think. It's awesome.
I really think you are, too. Because when Alessia came in, like, 6 months ago, after we got going, you opened up. But now I can see you are totally...
In it?
Yes.
Good. Thank you. I'm glad. Yeah. I'm getting better.
I think you are.
Thank you.
It's finding that self-confidence. And once you get out there on stage, do you think it's because you found something that you're so passionate about and you love? That's why that self-confidence is there?
I think so. Yeah. I think, because I love it. It's just, you realize once you love it, it's not something that's trying to, like, get at you, or it's just like something that you love, and it's easy. And people, like, I notice when I perform for people now, they're not trying to criticize you. They're not there to judge you. They're there to have fun, and they are most likely fans of you already. So it's just easier for me to do it because I love it.
All right, I have to ask this question. I'm trying to figure out how to ask it because you've probably gotten it asked. How did you calm Taylor Swift down? Because she fangirled over you.
Oh, yeah, right.
She did. And how did you calm her down?
I mean, it was hard. It was hard to get her to calm down. I had to put some water on her. I was like, relax. It's okay. Yeah. You know, I'm just like you. I'm a person.
You did a great job with that.
I really had to try. No, honestly, the fact that she even knows who I am was incredible. But the fact that she said that she's a fan and invited me, oh, my gosh. It was mind-blowing. I just cried the whole time.
Well, I think you're doing amazing, and I'm glad that you are really rolling right now. Because
thank you.
You're a great interview, a great person, and really talented, and this is good stuff.
Thank you so much.
Alessia Carr, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.